Oh, Ray Monk, who used to work for Waterstones. I'm very, very fond of him. He wrote his wonderful Wittgenstein biography when he was working as a bookseller in one of our London stores, very early London store. And he wrote that Wittgenstein mostly under the till when he was supposed to be serving the customers. I'm very, very fond of Ray, and he asked me to come down. I'm very happy to come down.
The subject, of course, can biography survive? What do you think?
Of course biography survive. I mean, biography is part of storytelling, and it's a good biography is a wonderful way of capturing somebody's life and dividing the shadows and sunlight on people's lives, and of course it'll survive, yeah.
How popular are they in your stores?
Well, it depends. You get an enormous bestseller occasionally. It's a crowded market and it has to be very, very good, and some particular personalities have probably been overwritten about over the years, but you get the odd biography which is hugely successful, and it's a tricky market. It's a tricky market, and unless there's academic biography and there's sub-academic biography, if you like, and it's not the worst for being sub-academic, but it's different. The academic biography will almost always have a sort of guaranteed sale of X or Y. Some academic biography is more difficult, but there are astonishing bestsellers sometimes arise, you know, and it's a worthwhile market. What is a really unworthwhile market, I think, is celebrity biography, which can be a disaster, and deservedly so, I think.
I was going to ask about that. We hear so much about celebrities, but the tried and tested, the Henry VIII, the historical figures, the figures of importance through the centuries, they're the ones that are still important.
No, not necessarily. It's capturing a figure from history or from near contemporary life who has an interesting life story. No, it's not that. It's not. Yet another biography of Dickens, to take the classic example. It's very, very difficult. I mean, Dickens, since I'm stuck on that example, there's been so many biographies, it's very difficult for a new one to break through. No, it's not just that. It's when you capture an interesting slant on history, an interesting slant on people's lives, which capture the public imagination. I mean, nobody knows, you know, if publishers knew which books were going to sell and which weren't, you know, publishing industry would be a very easy one to run. Nobody really knows. It's something to do about the word of mouth, it's something to do about the original reviews, and unexpected books get through and unexpected books don't get through, whether they're fictional or non-fiction.
Ray Monk, of course, has a book on Oppenheimer coming up soon. What do you think?
I know. Well, I think his Wittgenstein was one of the greatest pieces of biography written in the last 40, 50 years. This is going to be a wonderful book, and I'm longing to read it.
And people are still going into bookshops, what with, dare I mention the A word, Amazon?
Oh, no, Amazon's not, you know, a word you have to be ashamed of. Amazon's a very important part of the market, and they have a pricing advantage against bookshops. So bookshops are very good. Bookshops are lovely places, and people like to go into bookshops, and people like to buy books. And Amazon has its place in the market, and so does Waterstones, and they're pretty well the same size, and they'll both prosper, I hope.